Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
Super amped and super pumped. That's our show.
Both.
We're both. Smooth like a fresh jar of Skippy is what we are.
Delicious. Wow.
So, FCC required legal ID. I forget who's up. Who's up?
I believe it's me.
All right. What do you have?
I think we'll do a little Princess Leia today.
Ooh, I don't know that I've heard this.
All right.
I'll play Jabba the Hutt.
Wagyu Ooh,
that's good. Ready?
Yeah, go.
All right. Mark Thompson, years ago you served my father in the Clone Wars. Mm. Now he begs you to help him in his struggle against the Empire. 100.3 The Sound is KSWD-FM and HD1 Los Angeles in Orange County, Southern California's classic rock. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi and Mark Thompson. You're my only hope.
The whole time I'm just picturing bagels on the side of her head. That was it.
That's exactly what's happening right now.
Gold cone bikini.
I'm wearing both.
We got us a show today. I'm pumped. I'm amped. I am psyched. Today, what do you got for Dwight? Now, we wanted to throw some tickets in Gina's booty box for those of you that are at work or you couldn't play the Dwight game. So I know that one of the idiots who played yesterday can't go, which, of course, the question is, why did you play the game to begin with?
Right.
But we now have that ticket back in there. So, Gina, how many tickets do we have?
Well, I believe that would make five now because we had four, so we're going to add one back.
Okay. So we got five. So it's basically, what do you got? We'll listen to anything, impersonation, joke, whatever you got, if it's good. And then at the end of the show, we all huddle up and decide who we think deserves the ticket.
Love it.
A rousing round of I just learned. The other day, I learned something that kind of semi in a small way blew my mind. And so each of us will go around something recently that you learned that in your many years, you just never knew. All and right. It kind of blew your mind. We got Hall of Fame trivia. Your chance today to qualify for the trip, flight, hotel, tickets to watch the induction of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Today, for Dwight, the game we played, we give two tickets away to two different people. We play fact or crap. Simple as that. I'll read something, you say it's a fact or it's crap. If you get it right, you stay. If you get it wrong, you go away. We have an update on the Dwight. There's dissension in the ranks.
What?
What?
Yes. And we'll fully explain. But also, Jackie brought this into the show, and I love this. There is a website that you can go to, and you put in the month you were born, the day you were born, and the year you were born, and then you hit search. It will tell you the song that was number one on the day that you were born.
Awesome.
Danny is gone. Downloaded them, so we'll start with the youngest and move to the oldest. Gee, I wonder who that could be. And we'll find out exactly which songs were number one on the day that we were born.
Dude, I love Perry Como, so I can't wait for yours.
You ain't far off. So stick around. It's all going to be revealed. This right here, this is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.
Look, Bullwinkle, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No, this is what I really call a message.
Oh, a missive.
Good morning, Mark, Gina, and Andy.
Morning.
I have to admit, the Mark in the Morning show is better than I thought it would be. I think that's because of Andy and Gina. I knew classic rock would take a seat in the toilet. Your show started great with the interview with Richie Furay, but then you went to Dwight Yoakam and Barry Manilow. What the F? Don't get me wrong. Mr. Yoakam and Mr. Manilow are great musicians in their own right, but they're not classic rock. I have to admit the diversity of the selection, though. I am listening occasionally, and I like some of what I'm hearing. Thank you, Jeff.
A lot of admissions in this, yeah. Although I have to admit.
It's damning with faint praise.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you listening.
Andy, I'd like that to be the name of your autobiography.
Damned with faint praise. Yeah.
So my buddy Cody Decker, who plays for the Padres, he hit a grand slam last night.
What?
Nice.
Yep. And then, God love him.
Thank you.
My friend John Waite asked me if I would slip in a mention for a show that he has coming up. And he said, I'll get you the date. And of course, he never did. Here's John. I got a text from him last night. And the text, just out of the blue, said, that is hysterical. 5 minutes later, I got another text that said, what? And that was it. So, I can't tell you when it is, but what I can tell you, hang on. So, my buddy John is going to be playing at Pershing Square in a couple of months. Says, I did it 2 years ago. It was packed. So throw it a mention.
So that's free concert downtown? Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't know. Is it free? Pershing Square?
Pershing Square is a park.
It's free.
Yeah.
Jackie says it's free. I'm looking for stuff right now, but it's a ton of stuff from his last show in Pershing Square, but I'm not seeing anything for the new one.
Huh.
Well, that rocks. I mean, how far away is that?
It's a great place to see a show. It's downtown. And there's a stop at Pershing Square on the Red Line. So if you're in the Valley or where, I mean, you can take the train up there, and it's a great evening.
Well, here's another one from John. John doesn't have a radio, so he tries to listen to the show on the computer.
Uh-huh.
And he texted me like Monday, and he said, tried to get the show on the computer. I was on the wrong side of caffeine. You just got to love him. Hey, here's a little treat. No, I won't do it yet. I'll do it later. I told you guys that when my wife and I renewed our vows on our 20th anniversary, uh-huh, John Waite and his entire band came and played.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
I jumped up on the drums for 5 songs, and I'll play a little bit of one of them a little later. Don't let me forget it.
Don't worry. Yeah. He won't.
Not likely.
All right. What do you say we rock the dump? A little Steelers wheel is what I'm in the mood for. This right here is Mark in the Morning, and it's 100.3 The Sound. It's Southern California's classic rock.
I've got Cars. Is that just as good?
Really?
Yeah.
Why do I have Steelers wheel? I hope they didn't send me the wrong sheet. Apparently, somebody screwed this up. Okay, I'll settle for Cars.
All right,
it's 100.3 The Sound. Gina's going to trend it for you in just a few minutes. We got the capsule in about half an hour, and Sal Cerencioni joins us from New York City. Good morning, Sal. Let's try it again. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Really good. How's the weather in New York?
Ah, lovely. Nice and cold, so I'm happy about that because it keeps the ski resorts going a little longer.
Now, the New York shenanigans for St. Patrick's Day is pretty well known. Did you get out there and get in the middle of them?
No, New Yorkers don't do that. It's the hipsters that have infiltrated this city. They do that stuff.
I see.
And I'm downtown now. I'm actually in Tribeca, just north of the financial district. So, no, I don't have to deal with Midtown anymore. I don't have to deal with St. Patrick's Day Parade, Rockefeller Center, Christmas tree lighting, none of that BS.
If you hate the hipsters so much, I bet you stay out of Brooklyn during the Santa Claus pub crawl.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm from Brooklyn, but see that, you know, those areas of Brooklyn, they've become regentrified where you're talking about the pub crawls and stuff like that. And matter of fact, I was at a show last night. I went to see Richie Fure, who you guys had on last week. Mm. And there was a young woman sitting at our table, and she was from Kansas City, and she's going, oh, it's great that you're a native New Yorker. I go, trust me, you know more about this city than I do. This is your town now. I'm the tourist. I'm the outsider.
You got pushed out.
Yep.
I don't know what to make of you.
I know. I'm an enigma.
All right. Well, Sal's going to keep us up to date on classic rock.
Well, today was the day that Rolling Stones fans were supposed to be getting some satisfaction. That's what the Stones were promising. They were putting up billboards have gone up in many cities around the country. Unfortunately, Los Angeles is not one of them, but close by, San Diego. They were supposed to announce the tour dates today for their upcoming spring into summer outing, but they've put the announcement on hold for next week. What I can tell you is that it's not coming to Los Angeles. There were rumors that it was going to go to the Hollywood Bowl. Right now, that is not on the initial list. San Diego is. That's where the tour starts, May 24th in Petco Park. And if you're traveling this spring and summer and you're wondering what other cities they're going to be hitting, right now, Minneapolis, Orlando, Florida, Columbus, Ohio, Milwaukee, Kansas City, Missouri, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Detroit. Those are some of the towns. Yep.
Have they ever played the Hollywood Bowl before? I was thinking the Rolling Stones at the Bowl would be awesome.
I have a funny feeling they may have in the 60s. I mean, I know the Beatles did, so I wouldn't be surprised if the Stones did. But I don't know in recent memory if they have. So I'll have to look into that.
Sal, did you write that Stone story?
Yes, I did. Is there a typo?
Read the first sentence again.
Well, I didn't read what I wrote. I just... But I'll read it. Despite billboards going up around the country promising Satisfaction Thursday.
Okay, stop. So you're okay with that? Hoping for Satisfaction? You're going to live with that? You're good with that?
Well, I put it in quotes. That's what their billboard said. I'm not promising anybody satisfaction. Well, now this one I have to read verbatim because I did not write it yesterday. So here we go. Elton John and his Las Vegas home base, Caesar's Palace, making news this week. Next Monday's performance of his Million Dollar Piano Show will be his 100th at the casino, which is announcing 11 more dates for October. If you've never seen this show, it's quite the fun night out. It's a run through all his greatest hits. He plays some great videos and stuff. Of course, the stage is done up really nicely right there in the middle of Caesar's Palace. And, of course, he always has his longtime band with him, Davy Johnstone. And Matt Bissonette on bass, whose brother, of course, is Greg Bissonette, who taught young Mark Thompson how to play. Matt Thompson how to play drums, and Ray Cooper, the percussionist, is also with him. So, Elton John back there.
Million Dollar Piano? I thought it was the Red Piano. Am I getting my pianos mixed up?
Yeah, the Red Piano was the first time around back a number of years ago. Now it's the Million Dollar Piano.
Inflation.
So,
it's inflation.
I was... prepping the show this morning, and I was on Sal's website, and I read this story, and there was one thing. It just kind of, when I read it, I went, oh my God, Elton John has sold 250 million records.
Whoa. Wow.
I don't care. That's mind blowing.
And Stevie Nicks, she is going to be honored for her support of our troops next week in Arlington, Virginia. She'll receive the Outstanding Achievement Award at the USO of Metropolitan Washington Baltimore Awards Dinner on Tuesday. This annual event recognizes soldiers who've been awarded the Medal of Honor, as well as civilians who've demonstrated loyalty to the troops. And Stevie certainly is one of those. She has visited our wounded warriors many times down there at Walter Reed Army Medical Center and the Bethesda Naval Medical Center, of course, both in Bethesda, Maryland. She also wrote the song Soldiers Angels in their honor, and she has actually donated hundreds of music-filled iPods to recovering veterans. So good for Stevie, and it is an off night from the Fleetwood Mac tour, so she will be able to attend and receive her award in person.
Sal, stay with us while we talk about this. So, I'm just about to go to bed last night, and I get an email from Dave Biesing, and he says, we have a little bit of trouble with Dwight. What? Well, we broadcast this program from a 30-story high-rise on Wilshire Boulevard. We are on the 19th floor. When we did the John Waite show, folks from the 18th and the 20th complained. So we thought, well, this time we're just going to do it, and we won't ask permission. Well, apparently, some of the folks on the 18th and 20th floors have radios. And they heard, and they've already begun complaining to the building. So the building has contacted us. And I, at that moment, gently freaked out because I sent Dave back another email. I said, this must happen. We can't. It's already too big. This has to happen. And he said, Don't worry, we'll figure it out. We've already made a couple of concessions. One of them, we said the show is starting an hour earlier. It's going to be at 8, not 9. Right. So maybe you won't even be in the building yet. Yeah. We also said, why don't you come? Come join us. Right. Have some food. Enjoy the show.
Having a party. Invite your neighbors. Best way to keep the police from coming.
And then Dave also said, if we have to, we'll move the show down to the lobby of the hotel or maybe even outside. But he said, don't worry. Sleep good. It's going to happen. So thank God, because that, you know.
That's great. By the way, yeah. I think your autobiography should be gently freaking out.
The Mark Thompson story. So we'll take a little field trip, as Mark says, to the lobby of the hotel.
Yeah, if we have to. Either way, it's going to happen. So, I, you know, it was bad for about 10 minutes, and then it got okay.
It'll be great.
Sal, you ought to come.
Tomorrow?
No, it's Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Yep. Okay, well, why don't you send me your private jet, and I'll get out there.
This guy works for the Premier Radio News and Prep. He lives in New York, and he is a friend of mine and a friend of this show. Sal, the best. We'll talk to you next week.
No, I live in New Jersey. I've been pushed out. I'm not a hipster. And real quick to answer Andy's question, the Rolling Stones did play the Hollywood Bowl July 25th, 1966, on a bill with the Buffalo Springfield, Standells, and the McCoys, which, of course, would have had a very young Rick Derringer in them. And they may have played since then, but that's the one I was able to find real quick. So anyway, cool. Adios.
In a minute, Gina's going to trend for you. Andy went to a movie premiere last night, and he's going to share that story with us. Remain where you are. It is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. So there is a game show. It's in Britain. It kind of is like American Idol. Any kind of act can go up. So a little later, I've got a dog who sings Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You.
Wow, I might like that song for a change.
That's impossible.
we're taking your talents for Dwight Yoakam tickets. Gina's got 4 tickets in the booty box to see Dwight. And so we're taking those. We're going to speak with Ron in a moment. But first, what's trending? Here's Gina.
Liza Minnelli is getting treatment for substance abuse in a Malibu rehab facility. Liza was offered $500,000 back in 2010 to do the reality show Celebrity Rehab. She passed on the offer. Pharrell Williams picked as the 2015 Fashion Icon of the Year. And Mark, you're going to like this one. Swaggy P. Your buddy Swaggy P is debuting a brand new hairstyle of short, floppy little dreadlocks that look a lot like Jamie Foxx's character in the 1997 comedy Booty Call. So we should all jump online and revel in that. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. And now let's hear from the boss. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
100.3 The Sound. Now, as we said, we've got some extra tickets to see Dwight Yoakam this coming Tuesday, fully plugged in at a location yet to be determined. So we're going to go to Ron. We're asking, what talent, what do you got for Dwight Yoakam tickets? Ron has called from Lake Forest. Ron is going to sing for us. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Really good. So are you a Dwight fan?
I'm a huge fan. My wife bought me a CD over Christmas, and I just absolutely melted it listening to it over and over and over.
Okay. Now, are you a bit of a talent yourself?
We'll find out. I'm kind of nervous. I've never called into a radio show before, so I'll give you my best.
Aww.
Okay, well, I can promise you, no matter how it goes, we're going to make fun of you.
Well, I hope so.
All right, so what selection have you chosen to sing?
I was going to do a 3-song medley just real quick so it doesn't take up too much time here.
Okay, great. Have at it. Here's Ron.
Well, I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to smile. Love to give a guzzle right off to the music of the long jukebox. When the money's all gone, a telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. And it's guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music,
Lonely, lonely streets that I call home.
All right, Ron, I think we get the feel. You're perfect for karaoke.
I like the little yodel he has there.
Yeah, I heard that. That was nice.
A little twang in the voice.
You got to put a little twang and a little yodel into Dwight.
So Ron, you're going to go on the list. We'll decide right around 9 o'clock this morning who's going to get them. And the people that didn't win yesterday, they roll over onto today's list. So, Ron, thank you for calling and thank you for singing.
Hey, great. And welcome back.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. So now, Andy, you went to a movie premiere last night, did you not?
I did. I had been getting too much sleep. So, so
really?
I decided in the middle of the week to go to a movie premiere downtown because you know, Rex Lynn, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, you know him from CSI and so many different things, and he told us the story about this movie Zombievers. You've heard of Sharknado, Sharknado 2, Zombievers. Yes, it's exactly what it sounds like, zombie beavers, and the movie. I got to say, I wasn't able to stay for all of it, but what I saw, head and shoulders above the production value of Sharknado, in my opinion. you see boobies like 10 minutes in, and you see lots of beaver. So that's that's pretty good. And what Rex didn't tell me, he totally kept the secret, and I found out when I got there. They drive up into their destination, and the car that these girls are in, the start the movie, Indiana license plates. This all happens in my home state of Indiana.
Oh, how proud you must be.
I am incredibly gratified.
Now, don't you dare go another second without telling us the tagline.
The tagline.
Movie.
Oh, here. I put it on Twitter.
It's my favorite
If you
part.
Follow me on Twitter, it's Andy_Chanley. But I have the poster. I just put it up there. I just tweeted it. Zombievers, they'll damn you to hell.
Get it?
As you know, I'm a fan of horror films. And I think one of my favorite, I never actually rented the movie. But I used to, you know, you'd walk up and down the aisle at a video store. This is how long ago this was. And I'm in the horror aisle. And I forget the name of the movie. But the tagline was, he's not alive, and he has an axe. Why it is I didn't rent it, I don't know.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah,
it doesn't really have a lot of energy, does it?
Mark, have you ever seen the horror film Deathbed, where once you get on the bed, it eats you alive and kills you?
I have not seen that.
All right, I'm going to send that over to you.
Was remiss and didn't get to this yesterday. The bassist for Free, Andy Frazier, passed away Monday of undisclosed causes at the age of 62.
Wow. Almost on the same anniversary of Paul Kossoff, their guitar player's death.
Wow. It says Frazier helped start Free back in 1968 when he was just 15. It says he and Paul Rogers co-wrote and produced this hit.
Maybe we can see things. This is Larry Miller of Sit and Sleep's favorite band.
And one more. Molly Hatchett's original drummer Bruce Crump passed away yesterday at the age of 57. Oh. He is the third original member to pass away in the last 10 years.
So young.
Now, and see, that's the thing that's getting me. These guys, they're passing away, and it's right around my age. And this is where you start to go, maybe I should stop smoking cigars. momentarily, I'm going to read a letter, and it is word for word real. I got a kick out of it. I think you will as well. Andy's capsule is around the corner. And by the way, I'm going to add to the nugget. I told you Jackie brought in a website that if you go and you put your month, the day you were born, and the year, you click search and it gives you the song that was number one on the day you were born. Danny has gone and grabbed all these. There's an extra ad. Danny also got from the same website the song that was number one on the radio on the day that you were conceived. So we're and he downloaded all that. So we're going to hear all the song that was a hit when your mother and your father knocked boots.
I can just tell you right now, Joe and Frida weren't listening to whatever song it was.
Andy's capsule is just around the corner. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Nice. So now, I'm going to read this, and it's important that you listen to the setup to enjoy the letter itself. It says, when we get older, we think differently. This following letter was sent to the principal's office after the school had sponsored a luncheon for the elderly. An elderly lady received a new radio at the lunch as a door prize and was writing to say thank you. This story is a credit to all humankind, especially if you are familiar with the elderly. Please forward this to anybody that you know who might enjoy a little bit of a lift today. It's not the right kind of music. At all.
It's very smooth and very sexy.
Let's see, what should I go with?
I saw elderly people doing the limbo.
Samba.
All right.
Serious. It's a good serious again.
Dear Keene Elementary, God bless you for the beautiful radio that I won at your recent senior citizens luncheon. I am 84 years old, and I live at the Springer Home for the Aged. All of my family has passed away. I am all alone now, and it's nice to know that someone is thinking of me. God bless you for your kindness to an old forgotten lady. My roommate is 95 and has always had her own radio, but before I received one, she would never let me listen to hers, even when she was napping. The other day, her radio fell off the nightstand and broke into a lot of pieces. It was awful, and she was in tears. Her distress over the broken radio touched me, and I knew this was God's way of answering my prayers. She asked if she could listen to mine, and I told her to kiss my ass.
Oh, that's good.
Salty at 85.
Oh, man. That's exactly who Mark Thompson is going to become.
That I really thought that was going to be schmaltzy.
Me too.
That was worth the journey.
So, according to a new study from the University of California, men who watch more porn have better sex lives. It seems that guys who rev their engines by watching dirty films are less likely to suffer from erectile dysfunction and have higher sex drives. The researchers found that the ideal amount of porn to watch is 2 hours a week.
Huh. Mm.
2 hours a week.
All right, so who's the closest without going over between the three of you?
You know, the only time I'll really throw it on these days is with Linda.
Oh, that's nice.
Because, you know, there are some people that watch too much of it, and then it gets a little bit of a warp going where you think that your sex life needs to be like that.
Like to the Olympic levels?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's just not realistic. Mm. And so it does become a problem for some people.
Andy, Danny?
Maybe I'm a prude, but I've never gotten into it that much. It's distracting to me. Huh. It's like, I got work to do here. I've got an agenda. I know what I want to accomplish, and I don't want to see other people telling me about their plan.
You don't want to get sidetracked.
Yeah. You know, when I'm watching a good movie in my mind, I don't want to see somebody else's
version.
Movie playing. Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Danny?
Porn, Hispanic TV, it's all the same. All the time.
What?
That's not an answer, Danny.
Are you saying you watch Sabato Gigante and
well, it's all
Gordo
yeah.
y la Flaca.
Yeah, it can work as porn. So I well, put that in the same level.
Oh, okay.
For those of you that have never watched Spanish soap operas,
telenovela.
Jesus, the women are drop dead gorgeous, and they are wearing nothing.
Yeah, they're all Sofia Vergara.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean it's. It's crazy good. And I always used to, with a friend, we would turn the volume down on the TV and we would put words into their mouths as to what we think they're saying. Yeah. And of course, it was so dirty.
Sometimes I just watch local weather.
Yeah, same local, thing.
Local weather ladies kind of dress like that.
Happening right now.
That's the best.
Also, speaking of porn, Here are the top 10 cities in the United States that are watching porn. These are the top 10 porn-searching cities in the U.S. I'll just blow through it. Number 10, Alexandria, Virginia. Number 9, Phoenix, Arizona. Number 8, New York City. 7, Denver, Colorado. 6, Houston, Texas. 5th, Atlanta, Georgia. Los Angeles is 4th.
Oh.
Chicago, 3rd. Dallas, number 2. Your number 1 porn-searching, watching city, San Antonio, Texas.
Huh?
Wow.
Wow.
Really?
Huh.
I have relatives in San Antonio.
I do, too. It's hot and steamy down there.
Yeah. Got to check with them.
See what you
and you shouldn't. You probably shouldn't.
See if that's true or not. Yeah, I probably don't want to know.
We're going to jump both feet right in the middle of Andy's classic rock time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
It's pretty close. All right, are you ready? You're inside the time capsule, my friend. Mark and Gina, we learned yesterday who will induct the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2015. Paul McCartney will induct Ringo Starr. Patti Smith will speak for Lou Reed. On this day in 2001, who do you think inducts this guy? Pacoima's own Richie Valens. Who inducts him? Is it Latin rocker Carlos Santana, the actor who portrayed him, Lou Diamond Phillips? Is it the East L.A. rockers who performed his music in that film, Los Lobos? Vince Neil, who's of mestizo descent, his mother's Native American and his father Latin American, or the liver of La Vida Loca, Ricky Martin? I'll give you the answer soon, but be thinking about it, all right? Whoops, I meant to play that.
I am a man of constant sorrow.
This date, 1962, Bob Dylan releases his self-titled debut album, and it stiffs. Doesn't even crack the Billboard Top 200. But every album that Bob's put out since then, over five decades worth, all of them climb higher than number 70. Five of them go all the way to number one. Every one of them charts, even the crappy gospel ones in the 70s. Today, 1970, David Bowie marries Angela Barnett. They stay together for 10 years. They even have a kid together, Zoe Bowie, which looks like Zowie Bowie. Actually, his name is Duncan Zoe Jones, which is David Bowie's real last name, Jones. But he decides at age 9 he wants to be called Joey, not Zoe, because Zoe sounds like a girl. So then he goes by Joe, finally Duncan Jones, his birth name. Probably more than you wanted to know about him, but I got a little bit more trivia. This song is about Angela Barnett. While the song that many suspect was about her,
Angel.
The Rolling Stones' Angie is actually not about her. It's about Keith Richards' daughter. A tough day for rock guitarists. Actually, it was today, 1976. Free guitarist Paul Kossoff dies on a flight from L.A. to New York. Apparently a drug-related heart issue. 1982, Ozzy's Axeman Randy Rhoads crashes in a plane. Both of them 25 years old. Okay, so who inducts Richie Valens? Is it Santana, Blue Diamond Walnuts, Los Lobos, which is Spanish for the Lobos, Vince Neil, or Ricky Martin? What's the answer, guys?
I'm going Los Lobos.
I'm going Lou Diamond Phillips.
Wow. No.
Yeah, that's about enough of that. Ricky Martin is the answer. The kid from Menudo gets to induct one of the victims of the day the music died, Richie Valens. That same night, Queen is inducted by guess who? NSYNC.
Stop talking.
Oh, NSYNC God. Gets to induct Queen into the rock. Paul Simon inducted by Mark Anthony, who got his start as a backup singer for Menudo. At this rate, though, Menudo and NSYNC are going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before Yes or Boston or the Moody Blues, so maybe the joke's on me. Let's give David Bowie to play us out on this sucker. What do you say? It's the Classic Rock Time Capsule on Mark in the Morning, Southern California's Classic Rock, 100.3 The Sound.
Okay, so now we told you we've got four Dwight Yoakam tickets left in Gina's booty box, and we wanted to throw those up there so that some of you who can't be on the phone to play the game would have a shot. So we're calling it What Do You Got for Dwight? You can do an impression. You can tell a joke. It's kind of whatever. Let's go to Jared. He's calling from Anaheim. Jared, what do you got?
Well, I was going to offer to do the legal ID as Kermit the Frog. I can still do that, or something else as Kermit, or...
Legal ID is fine. Here now, with the FCC-required legal ID, is Jared. I'm sorry, Kermit the Frog.
Thank you, Mark. Hi-ho, everybody. Kermit the Frog here. It's great to be with you this morning to deliver this important information. 100.3 The Sound is KSWD-FM and HD1. Los Angeles and Orange County, Southern California, and Sesame Street's classic rock. Yay!
Very cute.
Jared, you are on the list. We will decide who's going to get today's ticket right around 9 o'clock, so stick around. And real quickly, in our wacky criminals category... And I'll do this fast. A fella robbed a convenience store in Britain wearing a zebra costume. And unrelated to that, this was in New York. A guy drove up in his car to a convenience store. There's a cop car. He pulls up right next to the cop car. He gets out of his car, drunkenly stumbles, goes to the back seat of the cop car, and gets in.
Just cutting out the middleman, huh?
Yeah, that's his higher power sort of taking care of him for himself.
He's in jail.
Yeah.
Now, when we come back... you might have thought that Mardi Gras, St. Patrick's Day is the number one drinking day in the year. It isn't. It's not even close.
Really?
When we come back, we can all guess what is the biggest drinking day of the year. I've got 10 of them. But first, we're going to get into some Zeppelin. This is Mark in the Morning. This is 100.3 The Sound. Zeppelin. Love those boys. They're nice to their mother. So now we just went through St. Patrick's Day, and God knows the boy and I went out and enjoyed us some whiskeys. But St. Patrick's Day is it's not even near the biggest drinking day of the year. I'll go ahead and tell you that St. Patrick's Day is number 9.
Wow.
So think of the days, and this is from TimeMagazine.com. So think of the days that we drink. And try to come up with, and these are 10 to 1. Again, number 9 is St. Patrick's Day.
Hold on. Listen to this. Now, this is the kind of thing that sneaks up on you. St. Patrick's Day annually is the biggest drinking day in America. Fourth biggest drinking day. Not the biggest, but fourth. It's in the top 5. Fourth biggest drinking day in America. Right behind New Year's Eve. Okay, that makes sense. Fourth of July.
Hey.
Kind of a surprise, but okay.
Hey.
Fourth of July. Or any Secret Service party. Any. They're ready to go. Is that
right,
on your list? Secret Service parties?
It's not on my list, no. And I have a different list, too, by the way.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say, those are my only two guesses were New Year's Eve and 4th of July, because everybody likes to day drink.
New Year's Eve is number 10. 4th of July is number 4.
Ooh. Well, and you blurted out a minute ago. Like a ninny, Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I did. You know, I'm sitting there and I'm setting it up and I'm staring at the list and I said Mardi Gras. Yeah, Mardi Gras is number 2.
Ah, what so you did not give away the number 1.
What about thanks to just rampant family dysfunction and needing to get through the day? What about Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean.
Is Wait, number 8.
No gearing way, up
for
that, really?
Gearing up for the family.
So you're saying, the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving?
Or if it's the Wednesday, on the flight back to see your folks.
All right, so we've got, you've still got 7, 6, 5, and number 1. Number 5, I don't think you'll ever get.
Drinking holidays.
Well, I know for us Jewish folk, you have the potential to get ripped on Passover because it's part of the ceremony to drink a bunch of wine.
Then let me ask you about number 6, because I think it is a day of your
my
thing.
People.
Purim.
Purim. Purim is like Jewish Halloween. You dress up in costumes, you get wasted, you dance around. That sounds like a... you guys would love it.
In this sense, it's pronounced Purim.
Exactly.
So, we've got 7, 5, and 1 left to go.
Did you already say 4th of July?
Yes.
Yeah, 4th of July is 4th.
Okay. Oh, that's fitting.
It is, isn't it?
It really is. How about Memorial Day, the kickoff to summer?
Mm. Not here.
What if it's something weird like Arbor Day?
Not here.
Oh. Huh. We already had New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Well,
you said Thanksgiving Eve. What about Christmas Eve?
Not here.
Huh.
What about Labor Day?
Not here.
Oh. Halloween?
Number 3.
How? Wow. What?
Well, you know, some outfits require more lubrication.
Although, last Halloween, I did see a bunch of parents pulling a radio flyer stocked fully with booze while their kids trick-or-treated. So maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah. All right, we've got to slice off some business. When we come back, you can continue guessing. You need number 7, number 5, and number 1. The biggest drinking days of the year. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. So we're in the middle of the list of the top 10 drinking days of the year. So far, guests: New Year's Eve, St. Patrick's Day, Thanksgiving Eve, Purim, 4th of July, Halloween, Mardi Gras. Yet to be guessed is number 7, number 5, and number 1.
I know number 1 now.
I do too.
Andy and Gina have been saying this the whole time. I'm going to go to the phones and let somebody else guess for once. And by the way, Jackie, I heard you chime in with Labor Day. You're not allowed to chime in with the program. You just answer the phones and sit there and look pretty. All right, let's go to... No, that's the wrong one. What'd she say?
She just gave it a nasty look.
She's shooting daggers.
But I get that a lot, so.
Let's go to Irma. She's calling from Selmar. Good morning, Irma.
Good morning, Mark. Hello, talent.
Hello.
Hey, Mark, as you were playing the game, I thought the Mexicans should represent. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Number 7.
Yep.
Cinco. Huh?
No, I said number. Okay, number 7, Cinco de Mayo.
Well done, Irma. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. Let's go to Andrea calling from Anaheim. Good morning, Andrea.
Hi, Mark. Welcome back.
Thank you. The two that are not guessed is number 5 and number 1.
I think it's Super Bowl.
Yep.
Was that the one you guys guessed?
Yep.
Number 1,
yep.
The Super Bowl.
The two I had on my list were Cinco de Mayo and Super Bowl.
Now, we still don't have number 5.
Huh. You know, I'll throw in a Hail Mary. Mm-hmm. I know I drink on this day. April 15th, anybody? Text it.
No, that's not it. Right. And I'm not going to give it to you.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
No.
No?
No.
All right. No, I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. This one is based around an event.
Oh.
Number 5.
I know what it is now. I know
what it is.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Mint juleps.
Kentucky Derby.
Never would have gotten that without a hint, though.
Smart.
never would have guessed that without a hint.
Momentarily, we're going to play a little thing called I Just Learned, because it literally happened to me just a week ago. I learned something that caused me to gasp. And I'm old, and I can't believe I didn't know this, but I did. So we're all going to, everybody's got one except Danny.
Oh.
Which, by the way, Danny calls me yesterday. We're talking about the show. He's at Jersey Mike's. He's about to eat a giant turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
Not small, not medium, not large, the giant. Did you finish it off, Danny?
Yeah, and I could have had a small right after that. I should have.
Danny, those are for like 8 people.
No, it was cut into 4s.
Oh, wow.
Nah, I could eat.
So why no I Just Learned, Danny? Do you know everything?
I can't think of anything that just popped in my head.
Or do you never learn?
I just learned that Danny has a hollow leg.
All right, so we'll get into that momentarily. Here's Van Morrison and Gloria. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Nice. Van Morrison, Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Okay, just real quickly, I just learned we're all going to go around. Everybody's got one except Danny. I asked Danny to get some music or sounds for this. I just learned we'll each share ours. Danny, what do you got back there?
I'm loading something up right now. Stall.
Okay. Well, I'll just say mine. I learned a week ago. Now, I have cars. I have one of my cars is a German car, and the gas tank fill is on the right side of the back of the car.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I have a Toyota, and it's on the left. So when I'm driving, I have to figure out, well, which car am I in? Where is it? Did you know that on your gas gauge, on your dashboard, there is an arrow pointing to the side of the car that the fill cap is?
I knew that.
Mark, how have you gone this many years without knowing that?
I did not know that.
Andy, wow. did you know that?
Yes.
That's like, you just know that.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Just learned it.
So it doesn't matter if you're taking the Duesenberg or the Bentley, now you'll know.
Right.
Andy, what did you learn?
This seems pretty obvious in retrospect.
Wait, Danny. Are we playing a polka?
This is great.
It took forever to download. I'm sorry.
That's great.
This is good learning music.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I'll roll out the barrel on this one. I was driving to LAX, and it dawned on me, Century Boulevard is named that because it's where 100th Street would be.
Interesting.
You pass 98, for you. Two blocks later, there's Century Boulevard, and it was a duh. There, that's why that's named.
I like that.
Leave it to the mathematician. Huh.
Danny, stay out of it.
That was interesting. I learned something. I didn't know.
do you have another one?
No.
I'm about to save
all
of you.
I made a list.
You.
Am I the only one that did homework for this?
I have a couple. I have two really good ones.
Okay.
I'm about to save all of you ginger ale purists a lot of heartbreak. Mm. Did you know, or break your hearts, did you know that most restaurants and bars, when you ask for a ginger ale, if you don't ask specifically if it's real ginger ale, do you know what it is?
Uh-huh.
Mm. It is Coca-Cola mixed with Sprite.
Nah.
Yes, it is.
Why do they do that
because
when they could just...
they're cheaters, and they don't want to pay for the ginger ale.
Isn't it the same price?
They don't want to spend another, you know, whatever to put the bag of ginger ale syrup in, so they shoot you a little Coca-Cola, shoot you a little Sprite, and say, here's your ginger ale.
Wow.
We have tested this theory all over town. Now we specifically ask, is it ginger ale or is it Coke and Sprite? It's Coke and Sprite.
I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, I knew that was going to cause a lot of alarm.
All right, Gina, before you give your second one, Jackie, which one do you have?
Oh, wait.
I didn't know that there's a bacteria that forms in your nose, and if it gets into any other part of your body other than staying in your nose, you can get really, really sick.
Huh. Well, how do we keep it in our nose? That's and why is it there?
Don't poke your nose. I don't know. Your body just forms it.
Is that like how you get the flu or a cold, or you can like die?
No, I
from
think
it.
You can get like even more. It's way worse than a flu and a cold.
Jackie, say something sexy.
Chilaquiles. One of my favorite dishes.
Me too. Breakfast nachos.
Yeah.
All right, Gina, give us one more.
All right, this is my favorite fact of all time. And Mark, you'll appreciate it because it sounds a lot like your leprechaun.
Mm.
Pirates. Do you know why pirates wore eye patches?
No.
It wasn't because they had an eye poked out. It was because it was easier to adjust to fighting in the dark or going below deck when they flipped it up because that eye was already adjusted to darkness.
Wow.
Isn't that... That's my favorite fun fact of all time.
That's the best pirate fun fact I've ever heard.
Isn't it? Yeah, so when they go below deck, they could immediately see everything without having to blink around for a while.
Wow.
All right, Andy, give us one more. We got to go to break. Give us one more, and then you can share the rest of your list, which apparently you are the only one that did homework.
I bothered to do a little bit of work. Let's see. How about this one? Talking about liquids.
Mm-hmm.
Distilled bourbon is actually clear. It's not brown. Hmm. The color comes from the toasted oak barrels that they age it in.
I think I knew that.
That sounds like something you would know.
Yeah. In fact, the other night on the St. Patrick's Day whiskey dinner that Matt and I went to, He explained as he was serving us the Red Rooster whiskey that they char the inside of the barrel and then put the whiskey in there, and that's where it gets its color.
There you go.
You know, speaking of that, I did just learn this a few years ago, and nobody believes me, so I guess we should take to the internet and double check. They put the smell of gasoline in gasoline.
Why?
Yeah.
You knew that, Danny?
Yeah.
It'll prevent other hazards like you lighting a match because it's odorless and you won't set yourself on fire.
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. Makes good sense. In fact, don't they do the same to gas?
Natural gas.
Yeah. They put
stink in it.
Momentarily, and Jackie is the one that brought this to us. Momentarily, there's a website that if you go and you put the month, the day, and the year you were born in search, you can find the day that you were born, the song that was number one on the day you were born, and the song that was number one on the day that you were conceived. We're going to listen to all of those. Danny has downloaded. We're about to learn something about ourselves. Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Let's find out what's trending. Here is Gina.
A bill is being introduced in Nevada that would allow medical marijuana to be given to sick pets. Donald Trump has formed a presidential exploratory committee because, according to him, he's the, quote, only one who can make America great. And Nike will unveil an Easter collection of shoes for Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James. So that's going to happen. I'm sure Andy's going to be first in line at Easter for the new shoes. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning.
My Easter kicks.
So before we get into the birthday songs, a quick update. So Katie on St. Patrick's Day gets yelled at by a publicist, and we were replaying it yesterday for those people that didn't get a chance to hear it. We did an hour later, and the girl that was yelling at Katie called and said that I was vilifying her and wanted me to call her back. And I said, I told Danny I will not call her back. However, I would be more than happy to have her on the show so that we can discuss this. And obviously on the side, I had Katie ready to be on the air just in the event that an apology broke out.
Right.
And so she made Danny wait all day. Danny called her and said, Mark would like to speak with you on the show and so forth. So on. She called last night and said that she declines to come on and that she just wants to move past it.
What that means is she would like you to stop talking about it.
Yeah, well, I will probably play it again.
Yeah.
Now,
that's fair.
Because here's the deal. I haven't said her name. I haven't said where she works. But I was just updating you, letting you know that we did reach out. We did try to get her on the program to say her side of it. But she declined.
Well, and you would think that that's good PR to come on and tell your story and do damage control, but I guess not.
Right. And also, Danny, didn't they say that they want to keep working with us and they like us and all that?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really worked with them. It was just, I contacted the owner of the bar, and then these PR people contacted me. But you never know. Why not? Let's work together. Let's hug it out.
Well, we can't hug it out until we get on the show together.
Well, we can extend the hug, and if they reject us, whatever. We did our part.
Okay. So we're going to turn the other cheek. We're going to be Christian in this way.
It's a good bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love.
No, it has nothing to do with the bar.
I understand, the owner of the bar was livid about this.
Okay.
It's
all good.
Until I replay it again.
Stop. Stop, man. It makes you angry.
In heavy rotation.
So we're going to start with the youngest. This, again, is a website. Jackie is the one that brought this in. We're going to start with Jackie. We're going to hear the song that was number one. Are we going to hear Conceived first, Danny?
However you guys want it. It doesn't really matter.
Can I just say something? Someone emailed me this, and it was our listener, Linda, so I don't want to take credit.
But, Jackie, it was you. I asked everybody, what could I do? To ask yourself, what can I do to make the show better? And a listener sent this to you, and you, sitting there thinking, this can make the show better. I'm going to contribute. So I give you credit for bringing this mastery to this program.
All right, I'll accept.
It doesn't happen very often. Take the praise.
It's fun. It's fun.
All right, Danny, let's do Conceived and then Born.
All right.
This song was number one when Jackie was conceived.
Was it something I said?
Sing it, Gina.
Now I tried not to hurt you.
Oh, God.
Oh, I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn.
Yeah, yeah. Jackie's parents.
You like this, Jackie?
No.
Get it, Mr. and Mrs. Delgado.
I'm not a fan.
Oh, this song's amazing.
All right.
Every cowboy.
So, Danny, how much time in between do you need to get the song ready?
No, I'm ready. I'm ready. We had some good banter.
So, on the day that Jackie slid from her mama. Man.
I'm sorry, Mom.
This song was number one.
October 5th, 89. Garbage.
Millie Vanilli, this is so embarrassing.
You doubled down on the humiliation.
Oh, my gosh.
This is awful. I've never heard this.
This is Drek.
Drek.
Good Lord.
It's awful.
All right.
You know what this sounds like? That sounds like the music when you watch the Weather Channel. You say, Tulsa, sunny and 45.
Totally.
Wow. All right, so we move to Danny. Danny is the next in line as far as age is concerned. So, Danny, this is the song that was number one on the day that Daniel was conceived. Wow.
Sing it.
You give me hope to carry on. You light up my day.
Okay.
Wow.
Love that song.
Let me guess. It was still number one when you were born.
No.
And this is the song that was number one on the day that Danny was born.
August
19,
1978.
You once.
Wow.
3 times
a lady. Aw. So poetic.
A nice song.
And I love you.
It's a good song.
Do you think your dad was singing this to your mom while she was getting an epidural?
Yes,
I've heard my dad sing this.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad.
Twice.
All right, so we moved to Gina. Gina's the next in line. This song was number one when Gina was when Gina's family were knocking boots. This song was probably playing on the radio.
Steve
yep,
Grad
yeah.
was listening to.
Yes!
How?
Good stuff.
And on the day that Gina was born,
May 1st.
All right, here
Labor
we go.
Labor music.
Oh what? My God!
I don't get it.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
Double dose.
Gina and I are 4 months apart. How does she get great music and I get garbage?
Wait, let's let this roll a little bit.
All right.
Awesome.
Now, by the way, we are just moments away from the Hall of Fame trivia game, so stand by for the call for that. Now we move to Andrew.
Can I just say, so far, the music has noticeably gotten better the further we go back in time.
So on the day that Andy was conceived, this song was playing number one somewhere.
Wow. To Sir with Love.
Wow.
Lulu.
I'm Sydney Poitier.
You went from crayons to perfume.
Call me Mr. Tibbs.
And on the day that Andy was born, this song was number one.
This is good.
Yeah.
Isn't this tequila?
Grazing in the grass.
Grazing in the grass.
I could see you being conceived to this one and born to the other one.
All right.
Wow.
Let's move to the old guy.
Guess. It was Edison. Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow.
On the day that I was conceived, and quite literally based on what I saw growing up, I don't think they got together that often. So on the day that I was conceived, this song was number one. Jesus. It's like the Andrew Sisters. My God.
That's malt shop music.
God. All right. And on the day that I was born, December 1st, 1955, this song was number one.
People say a man is made out of mud. A bone man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons.
Wow.
What do you get?
Jeez.
Another day older and deeper.
I feel like a rock.
Peter, don't you call Tennessee. Me cause I can't
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
I owe my soul.
Hey, Danny, great, great job on all that. Jackie, do you know the listener that gave you that idea?
Yes, it was Linda Daly.
Then, Linda Daly, you can have anything you want from Gina's Booty Box. Ooh. Except the Dwight Yoakam tickets. So call up, and we appreciate the help. That was a lot of fun. We want you to call right now, 888-696-1003. You're going to have a chance to qualify for the trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Cleveland. We'll take the first two in. It's 888-696-1003. But now, this is Queen on 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Queen, 100.3 The Sound, Mark in the Morning. We do have a fantastic trip to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and here's Andy to set it up.
That's right. We're talking airfare, a hotel stay, and entrance into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in lovely Cleveland, Ohio.
The mistake by the lake.
The garden spot of these United States. And we're going to do simple trivia. It's simple trivia. Mark is going to be asking the questions. Your name is your buzzer, and the first contestant to getting three correct will be the winner for today.
And each winner of the day receives a brand new pair of Klipsch R6i headphones. So you're not only qualifying for the big, huge grand prize, you're also walking away with amazing Klipsch headphones.
Nice. Danny, do you have any music to accompany the game?
Yeah, let's bring in the contestants.
All right, so Jackie, you need to engage number one and number six. We welcome into the game Marty and Tracy. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. And Tracy, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Tracy's from Sherman Oaks. Do you like living there?
Yes, I do. I love it. Convenient. I can walk everywhere. It's a great area.
How old are you, Tracy?
49.
Are you lying?
I'm not lying, no. I just got kids? Up, so my voice is really raspy, too. So,
it's kind of sexy. So how many kids do you have?
None.
How come?
No kids. Didn't find the right guy, I guess.
You're not married?
No.
Would you like to get a boyfriend? I can get you one.
Sure.
Tracy, I love you so much.
Yeah, most people don't. Tracy, when was the last time that you had sexual relations with a person?
Man. Oh, it's been over a year, I'll tell you that.
Jesus. Now, is everything still work down there?
Of course.
Okay, well, I don't know at your age. You know, sometimes those things
Mark.
Can go bad on you. Yeah.
Mark,
yeah.
Do you still work down there?
No, I think that's later on in life, I think.
Everything is functioning beautifully down there, Jackie. Thank you.
All right.
Tracy, are you ready to play the game?
Yes, I am.
I noticed you didn't understand. Give Marty this big a load of crap.
Marty's boring. I don't like him.
Okay.
So you shout your name. That's your buzzer. Do you got that, Marty?
Yeah, I got it.
And Tracy, you got it?
Yes.
Here we go. Which planet has the shortest year?
Tracy.
Let's see,
the shortest year. Planet Earth.
No, Marty.
We'll go with Venus.
Venus, incorrect. It was Mercury. No point. First to three wins. Next. The wonderful summer squash zucchini can be made into a salad or bread or even fried. How do you spell zucchini?
Marty.
Tracy.
Marty.
Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I.
Sorry. Marty, that is correct.
Did the angel sing when he got that right?
That is correct. Marty has won. First to three gets it. Next. In 1952, Harlan Sanders opened what famous fast food restaurant?
Marty.
Marty.
McDonald's.
Oh.
That is incorrect. Tracy, you're on the board for an answer.
You said a restaurant fast food chain?
That's what I said.
In-N-Out Burger?
No.
Sanders, it's Sanders.
Colonel Sanders.
Ooh. KFC is correct. We still have Marty 1, Tracy nada. Good luck. During Halloween, if you open your door and you see a boy with two quarters taped to his shirt, what is he dressed as?
Marty. Tracy.
Marty?
50 Cent.
That is correct. It is Marty 2, Tracy nothing. Tracy, you're going to have to come on strong here. Now,
I know.
The other day,
by the way, that boy gets no candy whatsoever. I'm sorry, Tracy. Now, what'd you say?
Okay. Tracy,
I'm sorry.
Now, Tracy, the other day we had a lady. She was 2-0 down, and she came back and won the game. It can happen.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Edgar Rice Burroughs is famous for his books on what fictional man? Anybody want to guess? No. The answer is Tarzan. It is Marty 2, Tracy Nada. What commonly served condiment is made from small round seeds that may be colored from yellowish white to black?
Tracy.
Tracy.
Mustard?
Yes!
Woo! On the board! Yeah. Nice.
All right, so Marty 2... Tracy coming back with one. What is the name of the beer that is called the Silver Bullet?
Marty.
Now, if Marty gets this right, he is the winner. He qualifies to go to Cleveland. What is your answer, Marty?
What is Coors Light?
Marty has qualified to go and win the trip on Friday. And Tracy, play again. So, Marty, you are now the winner. Tomorrow we'll have one more winner, and then we'll have the championship round. Who will win the trip to go to Cleveland and see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony? Marty, congratulations. I'll talk to you,
thank
too.
You.
You live in Chino?
Yes, I do.
Did you lose a bet?
No, I didn't.
So, are you married?
No, I'm not. I'm only 24.
Oh. 24. Well, listen, God love you. So now, where and how did you find this show?
I listened to you on 95.5 and saw that you had a show online, and I've been listening since day one.
Well, that's very cool. So now, do you have a girlfriend?
I do not, no.
Do you like older women? Because Tracy might be interested.
Hey, Tracy, you want some of Marty? Hey, Marty.
That sounds pretty cute, Tracy. For me. Sorry,
No, wait a minute. Marty, I guarantee you sex with Tracy if you want it.
God, no.
You want some of this?
Maybe.
Okay. God. All right.
Tracy, I'm sorry.
So now, Marty, tell Tracy something about yourself that she might find interesting.
Let's see. I'm tall, blonde, blue eyes.
Mm.
And yeah.
He's a man of few words, Tracy. You'll talk a lot more than he does. So now, Marty, what do you do for a living?
I'm actually going to school, and I work. About it.
Tracy, don't you want to bang a student? This is hot, right?
Oh, my God.
Tracy, you got nothing else going in your life. Go get you something young. Marty is studly. Do you work out, Marty?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, check it out.
Oh, yeah.
He's got big bulging muscles, Tracy. You could have that. Marty.
Well, he sounds very good looking, so.
All right, but wait. Now, Marty, you do know that Tracy is ancient.
Oh. Yep.
Ancient.
She's like 49. And do you still want some of that?
That's right. I like cougars.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tracy, you got to decide right now. Look, if you guys want to go on a date, I'll take care of the dinner. I'll pay for it. But you have to guarantee me that you are going to knock boots with Marty.
Tracy. Well, a date to Cleveland would be okay.
I like how she's so, leveraging this.
Yeah, so what you're saying, Tracy, is that if Marty wins the game on Friday, you will go to Cleveland with him, and while you're there, you'll have sex with him.
Oh gosh. That's a... Well, I don't know.
Tracy,
I'd love to go with him to the...
Tracy, Tracy, listen to me. Listen to me. Tracy, you haven't had sex in a year. Dust is flying everywhere from you. Wow. It's time to dance it up. Commit to this guy and go to Cleveland if he wins and have sex with him while you're there. That's it.
That's a big bargain.
You're putting her on blast. Yeah.
It sounds like a trip of a lifetime, but yeah, I don't know if I can commit to everything, but I can't commit to the, you know, I can go with him.
He doesn't want to take you unless you're going to get naked with him.
Oh, boy.
All right, tell you what. You think about it, because if Marty wins, we're going to call you, and we're going to get an answer. Marty, would you even take her with the guarantee?
I don't know. I got other people to take, but...
That's what I figured, yeah. He's not going to take me over. Somebody.
All right, well, listen, you two. Marty, we're going to be cheering for you now. Because we would like this to happen. But both of you were great. Thank you for letting me have fun with you. And we've got something for you, Tracy, from Gina's booty box. What's in there, Gina?
Thank God. I was hoping we were going to give her something because, boy, does she deserve it. You know what? First of all, we don't have any Fleetwood Mac, but if we did, I would only give it to you if you took me. So your choices today are between Robert Plant at the Greek and Brian Adams at Verizon Wireless Theater.
Wow, I'll take Robert Plant.
Yeah. You got it. You made Jackie's day. A pair of tickets.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and we're so sorry, Tracy. A pair of tickets to Robert Plant and the Sensational Space Shifters at the Greek Theater on June 2nd. Tickets on sale this Friday, March 20th at 10 a.m. You are going for free, Tracy, and you don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Tracy, now, I wish I could tell you that he's not...
I'll be calling in tomorrow, though, to try to qualify, but, you know, unless he takes me with him, yeah.
Tracy, I wish I could tell you that he's not like this, you know, off the air. But right. he kind of is like this all the time.
Tracy, I listen, I'll tell you this. If you take, because Jackie is the biggest fan of Robert Plant, if you take Jackie to the show, she'll have sex with you. I guarantee that myself.
Nay, hey, we will have drinks, and we will not have sex.
Hey, Jackie, I would love to take you if you want to come.
I saw him.
But we can go together to the show.
Yes, I would be down for that. I saw him 2 years ago. Tracy, you're going to be so lucky. He's so awesome.
I think she's actually asking you to go to the concert.
Oh, like for real, for real?
Well, you guys should talk about this later because this sounds like
you
a
guys,
pretty sweet
I love
deal.
You guys, and it's good to hear Mark back on the radio. It's really good to hear you back. So,
Tracy, thank you for letting me have some fun with you, sweetie.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Talk to you
bye.
Soon.
Bye.
You are a dirty
tomorrow,
old man.
Hopefully I'll be in tomorrow, and I'll win this tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
See bye-bye. You, Tracy. See you, Marty. You had it right there. You didn't pull the trigger. I had it for you. Had it dialed in. All right, we're going to rock the dump. This is 100.3 Mark in the Morning, The Sound. I got confused. Warren Zevon, Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Good to have you. What do you say we talk a little sports? So, Todd, before you get into it, yesterday I took my son Matthew golfing for the first time.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, you know, you can tee off and then we can pick it up and go to where my ball is. And he goes, oh, no. There'll be none of that. I'm going to play the ball into the cup. And we played five holes, and he must have swung his golf club 1,000 times.
Yeah. You know, it's a tough game. And of course, you know, I play a lot. I mean, I play 150 rounds a year. And it's a tough game. I have seen great athletes, like great athletes, and they can't hit a golf ball.
Name a few.
Well, I mean, I'm going to embarrass someone.
Charles
right
Barkley.
Now.
Charles Barkley.
Well, Charles Barkley. But Magic Johnson is one of the greatest athletes ever, right? I mean, he could sit there on the fly. He could make a 90-foot pass to somebody breaking in on a layup or a slam dunk. And I've been to some, you know, a golf function where Magic was the honorary tee-off guy, and, you know, that you're going, wow. I mean, he's got hand-eye coordination that I wouldn't even be able to come close to. But, you know, he canted a golf ball. Now Magic's going to be upset with me. He's going to say, oh, great. Everybody know I canted a golf ball, but, you know, like he cares, you know.
Todd, lead us through the sports world.
Okay, and real quick, by the way, the number one musical artist when I was born was Mozart, okay? So, I'm going to start with a this date in sports history, because this is a day that, you know, a lot of folks, especially in Los Angeles, know where they were. 20 years ago today, March 19th, 1995, UCLA trails Missouri 74-73, 4.8 seconds left. Tyus Edney goes the length of the floor, scores on a layup, and beats Missouri 75-74. UCLA goes on to win the NCAA tournament. And I, of course, died another death that day rooting for my Missouri Tigers. They just, you know, they put a stake through my heart that day, the UCLA Bruins. But what an incredible, you know, NCAA tournament play that was by Tyus Edney. Dayton beat Boise State last night. Robert Morris beat North Florida. They advance. Today we've got UCLA against SMU starting at noon. Kentucky against Hampton later on tonight. As you know, I am heading over to Las Vegas. In fact, right after this show, I'm going to head over to Las Vegas. And tomorrow I will be at the MGM Grand Sportsbook. I hope to be interviewing the guy who sets the lines, the point spreads for those games. On the show tomorrow, I'll capture some of the excitement of March Madness in Las Vegas. So there you go.
Go ahead.
No, go you ahead.
Which team in the NFL has impressed you with the moves that they've made so far, even before the draft?
Oh, it's been the Eagles. I mean, the Eagles have made, they've made lots. I mean, now will they all work out? I don't know, but they've been the most active. I mean, they let Jeremy Maclin go to the Kansas City Chiefs. They let LeSean McCoy go. They got a linebacker instead. They pick up a starting quarterback. They picked up a running back. I mean, DeMarco Murray. So they've made the most moves.
Did you like the quarterback swap idea?
Yeah, I did. But you know, here's the deal. Okay, Sam Bradford has to stay healthy. If he's healthy, I think he's better in that system than Nick Foles. I have to remember, Sam Bradford won the Heisman Trophy playing, you know, kind of a flick and read system there at Oklahoma, and that's what they've got at Philadelphia. So if he can stay healthy, and if not, you know, it looks like Mark Sanchez will be the backup. They signed him to a pretty expensive backup quarterback salary. Or maybe they go out and draft Marcus Mariota. Maybe, you know, Chip Kelly's been bluffing everybody. You know, speaking of football, and I wanted to dovetail on this, you know, the Ducks last night in hockey beat the Kings 3-2 in overtime, and the Kings are now tied for that final playoff spot. But, you know, we were talking about the CTE, the head injuries, the concussion injuries in football when Chris Borland retired at the age of 24 on Monday. But how come nobody's saying anything about hockey? I mean, think about this. In hockey, these players skate faster than players run in football. When an NFL player goes out of bounds, he's caught by somebody. When a hockey player heads for the sidelines, he hits the boards. He has a collision with the boards. When an NFL player goes to the ground, he hits the grass. When a hockey player hits the ground, he hits the ice. And look at a hockey helmet compared to a football helmet, and there is no concussion. Now, why is hockey not having these problems, or why are we not talking about these problems in hockey? I don't know. And then this dovetails in. Did you see where the Steeler doctor, his name is Dr. Joseph Maroon, he's a neurosurgeon, and he says CTE, that's the, you know, the concussion head injuries, are rare. It's overblown. The NFL is safer than it's ever been. Youth football is safer than kids riding skateboards and roller skating and their bicycles.
You buying it?
I don't know. I'm just saying. This is a guy. He says he's done studies and everything else like that. Are we hyper about it because football is the most popular sport, and so it is focused. If it were going on in hockey, would we be talking about as much? Because hockey is not as popular as football. Why don't we talk about it in boxing? Gee, how many times does a boxer get hit in a, you know, a 12-round match? 250 times?
Yeah.
You know, right in the noggin.
So. Todd, who is it that makes your job here possible?
Well, I'll tell you who it is. It's beautiful Frontier Toyota. Remember, they don't close deals. They open relationships. We've sent thousands of folks now from The Sound to Frontier Toyota. Remember, when you go to Frontier Toyota, just say The Sound and wait till you see the deal they cook up for you. Only 25 minutes from downtown in beautiful Valencia. Go see our great friends Joe Queso and Bob Corson at Frontier Toyota or visit FrontierToyota.com. I'll talk with you tomorrow from Las Vegas. I'm not going to be chick on the street. I'm going to be old guy in a bar watching games, betting money. Okay?
Todd, I look forward to it. We'll see you tomorrow.
All righty.
Take a guess who got kicked out of Justin Bieber's roast party. I will reveal it momentarily. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. All right, there's something that everybody's talking about. We're going to get to that in a minute. Right now, Veronica from North Hills has called. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi. Really good.
Great.
I have to tell you, Mark, you just saved me from a huge ticket on the 405.
How's that?
Well, I was listening to the Cleveland thing where, you know, you're just making fun of everyone and making everyone laugh. My radio's blasted, my windows are up, and I'm laughing, and my head is down, and I just noticed that traffic is moving, and I'm just stopping the freeway. So I see a police officer, puts the lights on, pulls me over. I put the window down, and I get all nervous, and he goes, "What the hell are you listening to?" And I'm like, "It's Mark. Mark is back." He said, "What do you mean, Mark is ma'am, Mark and Mark." He's like, "Mark?" And I had the radio on, and he goes, "Please put the radio down." And I kept laughing, and he goes, "Mark from Mark and Brian?" "Yes, he has a new radio station." And he goes, "Oh, no way." And I'm like, "Yes, because of that, you can give me a ticket, right?" And I laugh, and he goes, "Well, were you on your phone?" "No, I was passing." And he goes, "Okay, but don't do that anymore. Off you go."
Oh,
and he sent me off, and you saved me from a ticket on the 405. So thank you so much.
That's awesome.
So,
yeah. So wow.
Veronica, you hot?
I like to think so, sure.
How old are you?
But I'm not but I'm not going there like you were with the previous caller. So.
Yeah, you are. Hey,
let me just do it. Can I do it? Everything dried up down there.
Big dust bowl.
Veronica, do you want to have sex with Marty? He's a young guy.
Well, no, yeah. My husband will be very jealous.
How long have you been married?
In July, it will be 22 years.
Oh,
wow.
Congratulations.
You got any kids?
I have a 14-year-old that loves you, that
wow.
cried when she heard you on the radio the other day. And I have an 11-year-old that got upset the day that you went off the air. He cried, and he said, "This is the worst day of my life." So, yeah. now that you're on the radio, that's the first thing they say when I take him to school. Turn the radio on, Mommy.
Wow.
So, you know, that.
Veronica, you absolutely humble me hearing the story that you told about the cop.
Aww.
And then I can tell that you're a big, big listener. I want you to call back again another day. I'm late now, but I want you to call back so I can make more fun of you, okay?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. I will do that. Thank you, guys, and keep it up. You're making me happy every morning. Thank you.
Veronica, you're the kindest. Thank you. We're going to give you something from Gina's Booty Box.
Oh, fantastic.
Mark, can you and I have a sidebar real quick? Because I was thinking about this while she was calling.
Yeah.
What about a universal ticket?
Perfect.
Okay. Thank God. All right. Because I really, really, really wanted to give these to Veronica. Veronica, you have quite a family who sounds amazing and likes to have fun. How would you like a four-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood?
Oh, my God. You guys are going to make me cry.
Yay!
Thank you.
You are so
welcome. I didn't even call to get anything, but...
She got out of a ticket. She's taking the family to Universal. This is a good start to the day, my dear.
I'm the best mom now.
You really are. Enjoy the tickets. Head to Universal Studios Hollywood now, because when you buy a day, you get the rest of 2015 free. They have the Despicable Me Minion Mayhem. It's a 3D experience. It's going to be great. So have a wonderful time with your family, Veronica.
Thank you, guys. I love you a lot, and just keep it up.
We will, Veronica. Thank you.
Take me from another ticket next time.
Here's Fleetwood Mac on Mark in the Morning. This is 100.3 The Sound. It is Southern California's classic rock. Well, who was it that got kicked out of Justin Bieber's 21st birthday party? David Arquette.
What?
Had to be physically removed from Justin's 21st birthday party over the weekend in Las Vegas after he appeared to want a piece of the birthday boy. According to witnesses, Arquette was very drunk, talking smack about Bieber, which is apparently okay to do in a Comedy Central roast, but not in a nightclub because the Biebs and a friend physically threw him out. A short while later, he returned, tried to get it at Biebs, but then the other guest got in the way and threw him out for good.
This is a man in his 40s. I mean, this is like a grown-up, right?
Right.
Okay.
I think that he's got some issues, yeah. Mr. Arquette.
Yeah, I don't think he's figured out his own personal bliss just yet. And by the way, have you noticed that the Biebster is he's been working out?
Oh yeah, well yeah. He's doing Calvin Klein ads, so he better be working out.
Yeah. Well, the president, of course, has made his picks.
All right, so we have a Kentucky Villanova final on April 6th. What are the chances of Kentucky wins its second national championship under John Calipari and goes 40-0?
The chances are high. And I'm putting Kentucky in here. Kentucky obviously has as good of a chance as any team. They are prohibitive favorites and for good reason.
I agree with you. Kentucky, 40-0.
Let's do it.
All right.
Pressure's this is going to be the year, guys. I'm running the pool.
You know, regardless, I'm not talking about politics here, but one of the things I do love about Obama is that, number one, he is very social media-wise. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that he shows himself to be a human. And we talked about this the other day. By saying, I'm a Chicago Bear fan. I cheer for my Bears.
Right.
Or getting involved where he fills out his bracket for March Madness. It makes him a human. And I dig that because too many presidents in the past, they're afraid to make a pick because they'll offend, I just love that. It makes him human.
Right. Or, hey, you two guys are having a conflict. It's all over the news. It's really, really terrible. Ah, come on over for a beer summit. We'll figure this out.
And yeah. You know, the thing that drives me nuts more than anything is when you hear opponents or pundits saying, we have all of these issues facing us right now, and you're worried about NCAA picks, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what? I think every president should take some time out, and there's so much stress to that job. Yeah. Whether it's George Bush or Bill Clinton or whoever it is, take some time and do something fun every now and then and relieve a little bit of the pressure. Because I want somebody that has a clear head and is relaxed and has all of their faculties when it comes time to make more important decisions.
I've been thinking of a run in politics.
Oh, is that right?
Thinking about running for comptroller.
Do you know what comptroller is?
I've always been entertained by it. No,
me
what
too.
What does a comptroller do?
Well, Andy, I feel like you would know this. Don't they control the money?
No, they troll the comps.
Oh, got it. Okay, sorry. That's perfect job for Mark.
Yeah.
As soon as I find some comps, I'll control them.
Yeah.
He's the same guy that runs into a university and goes, "I'd like to be ombudsman."
I see him. I see him doing more of a citizen activist, doing the Barney Fife. Citizens arrest! Citizens arrest!
Shortly, we are going to line you up. We are going to give away two tickets to see Dwight in our Fact or Crap game. And then we'll decide which listener has called and gave us a talent who will win that ticket to see Dwight. All of it just around the corner. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Now, Gina was telling me there's something whack going on right now, and everybody's talking about it. What is this?
You cannot open Facebook without seeing this post, because the debate that's been going on for 100 years, if you should put the toilet paper roll on the overside or on the underside, I know my boyfriend and I go just head-to-head on this one, is finally answered, because the original illustration of the patent shows which side the toilet paper was meant to go on. Now, before I tell you, what do you guys prefer?
Clearly over.
It has to be over, unless you have a cat.
Who likes to give one of these moves. Yeah.
Then you do it under, but it's always over.
Danny?
Danny.
Over, for sure.
Jackie?
Yes.
I guess that's over.
Yeah. Okay, so I am the lone dissenting voice. I think it absolutely should go under. I think you people are crazy. Thank you. It just makes more sense. I just feel like too much could go awry with it just being sort of out there and exposed like that. But according to the 1891 patent by New York businessman Seth Wheeler, you guys are correct and I am wrong. The original illustration shows specifically how a roll of toilet paper works and how it should be put on the wall.
There's actually, it's supposed to be over, and everybody's talking about this because it makes so many people angry.
There's actually a patent.
Yeah, I'm going to turn this around and show this to you. Patent for the toilet paper roll. Right here. 1891, wow. Everybody.
Wow. And before that, it was pages of the Sears Roebuck catalog? Or
no,
what?
Before that, people were just picking up towels and, you know, tissue, like, laying there like
towels?
Savages. Yeah.
Your
finger.
Those are the kind of topics I absolutely love. Speaking of that, let's find out what's trending here again, is Gina.
Well, Barack Obama is throwing the idea of mandatory voting out there for the American public, citing places like Australia and 10 other countries that have it mandatory as well. A remake of the iconic crime movie Scarface to be set in modern-day Los Angeles is reportedly in the works. And a cat that vanished in South Carolina 2 years ago when he accidentally hitched a ride on a U-Haul is going home after a nearly 2,000-mile trip to Southern California. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. Now let's get our John Mellencamp on. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, 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 men.
Oh, I'm embarrassing you. Look at yourself. You're standing in line in a dank alley in the middle of the urine district.
This is the hippest club in town.
Oh, hip schmip. It's a toilet with a doorman.
Well, in his upcoming book, 2.5 Men co-star John Cryer says that Charlie Sheen helped him get hookers after his first marriage ended. Oh. He said on his first date, he had a friendly experience with a sexy Finnish prostitute, but on the second, he somehow ended up spending 25 minutes of his hour helping her with financial planning.
Wow. You know, I have to say, might want to grab this because it's about to drop on the floor. John Cryer is one of the nicest people on the planet, one of the nicest men I've ever met, and I can absolutely see him doing
how
it.
Could Ducky,
I can tell that.
How could Ducky be anything but
the nicest guy
the
ever?
Nice guy, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I've never met him, but
a delight.
Yeah, I can see that he would be, because I think I've seen him being interviewed, and you can kind of get a vibe of somebody when they're on the Tonight Show or whatever they are. And he just seemed to be that guy that you're describing.
Yes, absolutely.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes presents Cornelius Rooster.
An Australian man will never be able to open a box of cereal again after he witnessed what happened recently. 22-year-old Jared Smith woke up one morning, went into the kitchen to have him a bowl of breakfast cereal. As he walked to the kitchen counter, he noticed something looked odd about his cornflakes.
Oh, no.
What is
there? Was a 5 foot there was a 5 foot python inside.
Whoa.
Wait, how is that even possible?
I guess the snake was hungry.
Did he have like a family economy size box? Oh, gross.
By the way,
mm-hmm.
I completely forgot about this yesterday. We're hiking. We go on a hike up in Fryman. And Silas and I, my 4-year-old and I, we go off on a side hike that we do sometimes, a little you know, side trail.
Mm-hmm.
We came across a rattlesnake.
Ooh.
It was a 4-foot-long, big, fat rattlesnake.
No good.
And we were a yard from it.
Did you tell Silas it was friendly and to go pet it?
Yes.
That
I
was
said,
really
pick
good
that
parenting.
Up.
Yeah.
And, no. We were terrified for a moment. You know, it came across, and then it shook its little rattle at us.
Is that how you knew it was there? Because that's how they kind of warn you, get away.
I saw it slithering across the trail, and it stopped. And in plain view, there's the little rattler, and it rattled that. Yeah, and it did that. And that's, you know... It doesn't want to bite you any more than it wants to.
Well, yeah,
you know.
That's like a cat hissing. It's like, let's all just move away. Yeah. This is your one warning.
You don't want any of this. Yeah, and so we, you know, you slid out along, and then, but I had already taught him when we go on these, you know, trails to stamp your feet as we go, you know, and make sure you and I'll walk first and so forth. But on this little trail, I'm like, oh, this is clear. I'll let him go first, and he starts walking up, and I grab him. I'm like, nope, hold on.
Oh.
It was pretty crazy.
When we first moved to California, Matt was 6 months, and we rented a house in Northridge. We're out at the base of a hill. We were up on a hill, and our house was right at the base. The whole neighborhood was. And we had seen rattlesnakes around because it's hilly. So one day, Sydney, my dachshund,
had gotten over into my neighbor's yard. It's a wooden fence that you couldn't see through, and he somehow had gotten over in there because he was barking. So I jumped up, and I'm holding myself up on the fence to see him, and I see something moving out of the peripheral, and I look, and laying on the carpet of the concrete of the driveway was a gigantic aquarium filled with what looked like 20 alive rattlesnakes.
What?
So, I'm living in Los Angeles where there's earthquakes. So there's an earthquake. This thing shatters, and all of a sudden, we've got 20 rattlesnakes. So I called animal control on him, and they came and got him because you can't do that.
Yeah.
Gross.
That's crazy.
At least it wasn't in your cornflakes.
I'd never seen a rattlesnake in person, though. I mean, say at a museum, at a, you know, at an aquarium, those kinds of things. But not in the wild, running across. And it was big, man. It was that'll kill a fella.
Yeah, no. No good. Not to be messed with. It is time for those of you who want to get lined up. We're going to play Fact or Crap for Dwight Yoakam tickets. We're giving two away today. And then we'll figure out which one of the people that have called up and given their talent, which one of them will win. 888-696-1003. You call right now if you want to qualify for Dwight Yoakam tickets. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Tomorrow. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Do a little show prep.
Andy just gave me literally 1 second. I couldn't believe.
Andy didn't even have time to say anything. It was just deer in the headlights. Point, go.
I couldn't believe when you pointed at me. I'm thinking, that can't mean go on the air, can it? Well, here's what I got to say to that. Yes, sir. 20 listeners are going to be allowed in the hallways of the sound, we think, to see Dwight Yoakam perform. This guy is magnificent live. We've been working behind the scenes flawlessly, endlessly, getting all the details handled for the rehearsal and the cars and this and that, because we had to put it together in a week. So we're lining all of you up. Jackie, you're going to man the phones. Is that correct? Yes. I'm assuming that means yes.
Yes.
And so we will do a fact or crap. I'll make a statement. It is either fact or it's crap. If you miss it, you're gone. If you get it right, you're staying in the running. Let's start with Nathan. He is calling from Anaheim. Nathan, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. The Romans made toothpaste from urine.
Fact.
That is a fact. We move to Laz calling from Studio City. Laz, Muslims believe that Buddha was a prophet of Allah.
That's a crap.
That is crap. We move to Eddie from Santa Ana. Eddie, Elvis did a TV ad for a donut.
Crap.
It is a fact. He made a commercial for Southern Made Donuts.
Awesome.
Was that a radio? It was a radio commercial, though, wasn't it?
It says here TV. All right. I believe it is. So, Eddie, I'm sorry. You can try again tomorrow, okay?
Got it.
Let's go to Mellard. Mellard from Oak Hills. Hey, Mellard.
Hey, what's going on?
Where did you get that name? What do your parents do and your name is Mellard?
That's actually my last name, and it's pronounced Millard, but they already had somebody with my first name, and we didn't want to confuse anybody.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Well, thank you very much. It is a crappy name.
What is your first name?
My name is Jeff.
I was hoping you were going to say something like Tacoma. All right, Millard.
All right.
The Eiffel Tower was planned for Barcelona.
Oh, that's a fact.
It is a fact. We move down to Jim.
Wow.
Jim, yeah. Muammar Gaddafi created a unit of all female bodyguards.
Fact.
It is a fact. We move down to John, Marino County.
Hello.
Hi. IKEA is technically operated as part of a charity.
Fact.
It is a fact. John, you're still in the game. Let's go to Nathan again from Anaheim. We start back at the top. Nathan, a province of Paraguay is named for Richard Nixon.
Crap.
It is crap. Still in the game. We move down to Laz.
Laz, the Rolling Stones once recorded a jingle for Rice Krispies.
That's a fact.
It is a fact. We go back to Millard. Millard, the statue of Lincoln in the Lincoln Memorial is not wearing shoes.
That's a bunch of crap.
It is crap. Let's go to Jim from Placentia. Jim.
I can't hear you, Mark.
Hey. A 12-year-old Fidel Castro wrote FDR asking for a $10 bill.
Fact.
It is fact. We move down to John from Marino County. John, you share 99.9% of your DNA with vampire bats.
Absolutely crap.
It is crap. Back up to Nathan. Nathan, Francisco Franco was once nicknamed Miss Canary Islands 1936.
Crap.
It's a fact. Nathan, thank you for playing. Back down to Laz in Studio City. Laz, Hillary Duff collects potato chips that look like celebrities.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's crap. Laz, sorry for...
And random.
Laz, play again tomorrow, okay? We go back to Millard. Cecil Chubb once bought Stonehenge as a present for his wife.
Oh, that's a fact.
It is a fact, and I love the way you say it with conviction.
Yeah, so confidently.
We move to Jim. Jim, hey.
I want to let you guys know I'm like the biggest Mellencamp fan of all time. I want to know, is he going to come to a concert at Nokia Theater?
Are you aware that we're playing a game right now?
I'm sorry. The middle of the game? Go ahead.
We've given away tickets in the last few weeks.
He's coming this summer. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I want to make sure because we can't find anything on the computer. Anyways, okay, go ahead.
All right.
You're allowed to go ahead, Mark.
Factor crap, Jim. Roadrunners are in fact the world's fastest birds.
Fact.
That's crap, Jim.
Oh, damn it.
Bye, Jim.
I'll see you at Mellencamp. So let's put Millard and John on, Jackie, if we could. Congratulations, you two.
All right.
You receive tickets to see Dwight Yoakam.
Woo-hoo! Are you both excellent? That is great.
Are you both fans of Dwight?
I'm a huge fan.
I've never heard him before, but yeah.
Oh. You know, here's the cool thing. I think it's going to really impress you with what he does. He transcends country. Vanity Fair said it. Dwight Yoakam brings sexy to country.
All right.
And you're going to witness that.
Than it used to be too.
Say it again.
I said country seems to be a lot better than it used to be.
Well, they call it traditional country, and I was never a fan of it quite literally. But there is some stuff these days that my wife is a huge country fan. But stuff like Keith Urban, Dwight, I love. Fellas, congratulations. We'll see you at the Dwight Yoakam Show.
I can hardly wait. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Now,
thank you very much, and good morning.
There is going to be thousands of people trying to take a hit out on that man who just won tickets.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll come see him.
I got nothing to do at 8 o'clock.
Say it's free. All right.
Yeah, I heard Danny's. I don't know why he's so entertained by it.
You know, the thing I love about Dwight is he's cut from the same cloth. He has a lot of respect for the elders of country, like American music. You know, the George Joneses and the Johnny Cashes and, you know, those people, the Hank Williams, original Hank Williams. He really loves that and pays homage to those people. And, he can do no wrong as far as
his dearest friend was Buck Owens, and he recorded an entire album. It was called Dwight Sings Buck, and he recorded an entire album of Buck Owens songs with him singing them. So, all right, we have to decide of the people that have called in to display their talent for an additional booty box ticket, who is it?
Talent for tickets.
So let's just go through. I think we have three in the running, correct? Two from today, one from yesterday? Is that correct?
Yes. Right, or four. No, we have four. We have four.
Two from yesterday and two from today?
Okay, let me tell you who we have.
Thank you.
So we got the Yodeler.
Yes.
All right.
Steve,
yes.
Right?
Millard, who actually just won the ticket, so never mind.
All right. All right.
Okay.
And we have Kermit.
No, and then... And we have Ron, who sang the medley this morning. So that's three. Two from today, okay. One from yesterday,
okay,
correct?
So that fresh in my mind is the medley that he sang. I remember that. Can we hear the yodel again?
You get ready?
Oh, you have? Okay, good. Yeah, play. I feel like we just watched the mountain climber game on The Price is Right.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I'm
back. I like that guy.
He was amazing.
Yeah, I think it's absolute. Not only does he deserve the ticket, but he's going to get up and yodel for everybody.
I was going to say, there's one caveat. He has to work for it.
Yeah. So, Jackie, first of all, Jackie, really good job on the list this morning, leaving off somebody who had called up and qualified. So that's always impressive.
Hey, man, I'm doing a bunch of things back here, too.
So, Jackie, we need to make sure that we have the name, like the couple that met because of Dwight. And so remind me of those, because I want to make sure that we introduce each one of those people, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, hang on, listen. All right, there's a ton more, Mark, in the morning. We invite you to remain where you are. This is 100.3 The Sound. 100.3 The Sound, Mark, in the morning, and we're all staring at Uncle Joe, who has dropped by to share with you the 10 at 10. What's up today, Joe?
We're featuring the year of the Whittier Narrows earthquake, the year the Simpsons began, and the year that Mark first took up residency in the Southland. You guys remember that year, don't you?
Good year.
Yeah.
1964.
No, it's 1987. Silly Andy. I'm featuring 1987 on the 10 at 10. And it's supported by AMCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. If your car isn't feeling right or a service light is on, log on to AMCOSocal.com for your nearest AMCO center. Say hi from me, because I like all those guys. I like those lights. I like those buttons.
Now, tomorrow, and it may be like pulling teeth, but there are married couples and boyfriends and girlfriends that talk adult baby talk to each other. We've got a lot of good stuff. So our version of the booty blowout, the booty box blowout, is going to be that. We want to hear you speak to each other. We got to get both of you on the phone at the same time. Adult baby talk tomorrow. The championship trivia game. We will find out who gets to go to Cleveland, and all movies reviewed tomorrow.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio, and you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.